An air quality alert issued by Environment Canada remains in effect for a large portion of Ontario, and a new advisory was issued today for our region. To view local numbers, please visit SOTODAY's air quality page. Additional information from Environment Canada can be found here. Current alert details are below. Special air quality statement in effect for Searchmont, Montreal River Harbour, Batchewana Bay, Sault Ste. Marie, St. Joseph Island, Newmarket, Georgina, Northern York Region, Vaughan, Richmond Hill, Markham, Barrie, Orillia, Midland, Bracebridge, Gravenhurst, Owen Sound, Blue Mountains, Northern Grey County, Listowel, Milverton, Northern Perth County, Stratford, Mitchell, Southern Perth County, Waterloo, Wellington, Innisfil, New Tecumseh, Angus, Halton Hills, Milton, Burlington, Oakville, Niagara, Greater Sudbury and Vicinity, Elliott Lake, Ranger Lake, Timmins, Cochrane, Iroquois Falls, Gogama, Foley, Kirkland Lake, Temiskaming Shores, Temagami, North Bay, West Nipissing, Manitoulin, Blind River, Killarney. Current details. High levels of air pollution have developed due to smoke from forest fires. Smoke plumes from forest fires in northeastern Ontario and Quebec have resulted in deteriorated air quality. Poor air quality may persist into the weekend. Air quality and visibility due to wildfire smoke can fluctuate over short distances and can vary considerably from hour to hour. For more details, please consult www.canada.ca/n/environment-climate-change/services/air-quality-health-index/wildfire-smoke.html. Wildfire smoke can be harmful to everyone's health even at low concentrations. Continue to take actions to protect your health and reduce exposure to smoke. People with lung disease, such as asthma or heart disease, older adults, children, pregnant people, and people who work outdoors are at higher risk of experiencing health effects caused by wildfire smoke. Stop outdoor activities and contact your healthcare provider if you or someone in your care experiences shortness of breath, wheezing, including asthma attacks, severe cough, dizziness, or chest pains. Stay inside if you are feeling unwell and experiencing symptoms. Keep your indoor air clean. Keep your doors and windows closed if the temperature in your home is comfortable. Use an air purifier with a high-efficiency particulate air, HEPA, filter in a room where you spend a lot of time. Avoid air purifiers that produce ozone. Check the filter and change it if required. For more information, visit the website. Take a break from the smoke by temporarily relocating or finding a location in your community with clean, cool air, such as a library, shopping mall, or community center. Contact your local health or municipal authorities for more information. If you must spend time outdoors, a well-fitted respirator-type mask, such as a NIOSH-certified N95 or equivalent respirator, that does not allow air to pass through small openings between the mask and face, can help reduce your exposure to the fine particles in smoke. These fine particles generally pose the greatest risk to health. However, respirators do not reduce exposure to the gases in wildfire smoke. It is important to listen to your body and reduce or stop activities if you are experiencing symptoms. Be sure to check on people in your care and those around you who may be more susceptible to smoke. Pay attention to information and direction from your local authorities and evacuate if told to do so. Review your wildfire smoke plan and make sure you have enough medical supplies if the smoke continues to impact your community. Contact your healthcare provider if your condition is not improving. Be aware of your mental health. It is normal to feel anxious or isolated during a smoke event. If you experience any feelings of stress, anxiety, or depression, Contact your mental health care provider for advice or visit the website. Visit www.airhealth.ca for information on how to reduce your health risk and your personal contribution to pollution levels, as well as for current and forecast AQHI values. Please continue to monitor alerts and forecasts issued by Environment Canada.